Blog Talk Radio.
It's Tuesday night, and you know what that means. Flat Track Weekly Radio is here, bring you up-to-date news and insight you won't find anywhere else on the planet. Hosted by Grand National racer Corey Texter and AMA Pro announcer Scotty Dubler, this show is guaranteed to pack some speed. So sit back and hold on tight. Flat Track Weekly Radio is on, and now here's C-Tex and Hollywood.
What's up, Flat Track fans? It's Tuesday night. That's time for the Flat Track Weekly Radio Show. I am Scotty Dubler. Corey Texter's off in Amish land, roaming around somewhere. Hopefully we'll have him on the line here in just a little bit. He's going to try to call back in, and hopefully that works. So it's Tuesday night, the week after Sturgis, the 75th running of the Sturgis Rally and races. We had a good time out there. Well, actually, Corey didn't. He got to stay at home, but had a great time. Just got in late Monday night, enough time to watch the short track and watch the few main events before a huge hailstorm came in, and actually saw Smoking Joe Cop take the win. They had an open pro class, and I saw Ryan Wells take the win in the pro singles class, was what they were calling it, and then the expert class actually got rained out, so didn't get to watch that one. The Grand National was there on Tuesday night in Rapid City, so that was a whole lot of fun, and when Corey gets on here, we'll discuss what happened at Rapid City. And then we went over to Sturgis for the Sturgis Half Mile of Sturgis, South Dakota, which was going on Wednesday. And Wednesday was the Sturgis Half Mile going on Sturgis, South Dakota. Supposedly is the last ever Sturgis Half Mile. And we'll see. Corey, we got you on the line yet? Nope. Corey has not joined us just yet. So hopefully he'll be joining us here in the next couple of minutes. But Sturgis Half Mile was going on, like I said, Wednesday afternoon. I had a whole lot of fun there and a pretty decent crowd. Not sure if this is even working right now, so we'll keep on talking like it is, and hopefully our show is working. We're having some technical difficulties. And try to get that figured out just as soon as we can. So Sturgis was Wednesday afternoon. A lot of great racing. Danny Kelch was very fast. And let's see who else was fast. Dominic Kalinjers actually took the win on the Yamaha FZ07, and he was flying on the Twin and the 450 class. Actually says we're not connected, so we're going to try this again.
All right, I think we're connected here. Scott, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Corey, are you there?
Yes, I am. I think we're dialed in finally. Sorry about that. I'm not sure what happened. I called in as a host, and for some reason it said the host was disconnected. So I think we're dialed in here. Well, let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll just make sure we're dialed in, and then we'll get started with the show. Hold on 1 second.
Tom Duma Fine Jewelers, the official jeweler of the AMA Grand National Flat Track Series and proud sponsor of the Flat Track Weekly Radio Show. What does flat track and jewelry have in common? Tommy Duma, former GNC National number 26 and 62.
This is Tommy Duma, and I want to personally take care of all your jewelry needs. My team and I will custom design and handcraft any type of racing jewelry, from custom number plates to steel shoe pendants in any precious metal. You can even send us your favorite photo, and we'll recreate it as a stunning pendant or ring of your choice. Besides custom racing jewelry, Tom Duma Fine Jewelers is home to the nation's top designers like David Yurman and Rolex. We offer the best names in engagement ring designers like Tacori, Verragio, Michael M., Danoff, Simon G., A. Jaffe, and many more. With direct connections to one of the world's largest Israeli diamond cutters, I can guarantee that TDFJ diamonds will have more sparkle. This also means that our diamond prices are as competitive as any brick-and-mortar jewelry store or anything that you can find on the Internet, helping past and current GNC racers with their jewelry needs since 1982. I look forward to becoming your trusted jeweler as well. Tom Duma Fine Jewelers, the official jeweler of the AMA Grand National Flat Track Series and proud sponsor of the Flat Track Weekly Radio Show. Check us out at tdfj.com.
Evans Wireless Engine Coolant. Over the last 20 years, Evans Wireless Coolants have been tested and proven by OEMs, racing teams, and automotive aficionados to increase reliability and reduce operating costs. The operating temperature of an engine is very close to the boiling point of water. Hot spots within the cooling system can lead to localized boiling, generating steam which increases system pressure and prevents effective cooling. Evans Wireless Coolants have a boiling point of over 375 degrees, far above the operating temperature of the engine. The high boiling point ensures that the coolant remains liquid at all times, enabling consistently effective cooling. Eliminating water eliminates the problem of boil over after boil over. Try some today in your race bike. For more information, log on to evanscooling.com or call 888-990-2665. The number one maker of steel shoes for dirt track racers. Light shoes come with a one-year guarantee on light shoe material and craftsmanship. Light shoes are worn by the pros like Mark Marquez, Sammy Halbert, Wyatt McGuire, Jeffrey Carver, and former Grand National Champion Brad the Bullet Baker. Light shoes can be purchased separately or as a boot and steel shoe combination. Light shoe also carries hot shoe straps, t-shirts, and hoodies. For more information, check out lightshoe.com. Light shoe for the racer's heart and soul.
Can you hear me? I can't hear you at all, Corey.
Evans Wireless Engine Coolant. Over the last 20 years, Evans Wireless Coolants have been tested and proven by OEMs, racing teams, and automotive aficionados to increase reliability and reduce operating costs. The operating temperature of an engine is very close to the boiling point of water. Hot spots within the cooling system can lead to localized boiling, generating steam which increases system pressure and prevents effective cooling. Evans Wireless Coolants have a boiling point of over 375 degrees, far above the operating temperature of the engine. The high boiling point ensures that the coolant remains liquid at all times, enabling consistently effective cooling. Eliminating water eliminates the problem of boil over after boil over. Try some today in your race bike. For more information, log on to evanscooling.com or call 888-990-2665.